Foster parents and children have been in the news recently. Last week, we heard about a controversial approach to recruiting foster parents. One Children's Aid Society in Ontario using ads featuring real children and their case histories. They say it's an attempt to get more people involved in caring for foster children. But a Thunder Bay lawyer says there's a reason people are afraid to get involved with Children's Aid. Frances Thatcher talked with the CBC's Jody Porter.
The problem that I am encountering with respect to the Thunder Bay Children's Aid Society, and it appear other Children's Aid Societies, is the lack of resources is a cause of their own making, in as much as they are blackballing foster parents and foster families that have the temerity to question any of the decisions of the Children's Aid Society. If they do that, they are effectively delisted, not permitted to raise any more foster children, and on occasion are then registered with the provincial child abuse registry. So you go from individuals who are doing a necessary and valuable public service to questioning just minor decisions about raising the foster children, and the next thing they know that they're sometimes charged with criminal offenses, they're registered as a child abuser. And that is where a lot of the lack of resources is coming from. The worst problem with these Children's Aid Societies are that they are autonomous. They are very difficult to rein in, and they appear to have very few controls on their powers, and it's far too easy for those powers to be abused. In fact, in many ways, they have much broader powers than the police do.
So these situations you're talking about where people have been investigated, these are stories that you're hearing from individuals, they've happened to individuals you've talked to?
Not just talked to, they've retained us. In one case that I'll be issuing a claim in the next month or so, we will be suing the Children's Aid Society for negligent investigation, malicious prosecution, and defamation, as well as taking steps for a court order to have these individuals removed from the child abuse registry. These aren't people that are talking. These are people that are taking steps.
How do you think circumstances like that influence other people in the community who might be willing to step forward as foster parents? There's certainly a campaign on for more foster parents.
Well, it certainly creates an atmosphere of fear. If you cross or dispute anything that the Children's Aid Society does, they will turn on you like a rabid dog and ruin your reputation. And they do it.
How would you like to see an agency like the Children's Aid Society ensure that kids who aren't with their parents are safe?
Frankly, I think that the entire Children's Aid situation or regime in Ontario is broken. It needs to have a public inquiry on a province-wide basis. The existing societies need to be destroyed and eliminated, and a more effective organization responsible for child welfare put in its place. In particular, one that is capable of being controlled rather than these rogue autonomous Children's Aid Societies that are out there now.
Are your concerns directed both at the Children's Aid Society and DLECO, which handles First Nations child welfare issues?
Oh, absolutely. The fact that they are Aboriginal-mandated Children's Aid Societies in no way, shape, or form seems to have much influence on their contact. They are in many ways exactly the same people who go back and forth.
So there's this lawsuit coming forward. And then in terms of your concerns about an inquiry, in terms about child welfare in general, where will you go with those concerns?
Well, it's a matter of whether there's a public interest and demand for an inquiry develops, but certainly we will otherwise wait until the conclusion of the lawsuit, when the findings of the court in that lawsuit will then be the basis for a formal demand for a public inquiry.
That is Frances Thatcher, a lawyer in Thunder Bay.